Game six.
Rats off a ship.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. We are playing our favorite game to play on a Wednesday for the last time in 2025. Rats off a ship. I am going to keep this New Year's themed, if that's okay.
Go ahead.
I have a couple things here, Vlad. You can tell me whether or not you're rats off a ship on these various New Year's things. All right?
All right.
Number one, the midnight kiss. The midnight kiss is widely believed that if you don't kiss someone at midnight, you'll have a year of loneliness. Are we rats off a ship on the midnight kiss?
I'm rats off a ship on that.
Rats off a ship on that.
Yeah, one, man. Huh? Come on, man. You know how many times I haven't done the midnight kiss? I haven't been alone.
Rats off a ship.
And by the way, what if there's multiple people that want to kiss you at that midnight? It depends on that party. You know,
watch out. Can't get yourself caught up.
Can't. So yeah, I'm rats off a ship on that.
Rats off a ship on the midnight kiss. All right, let's. How about this one? Are you rats off a ship on making sure your home is clean before the new year begins? Do you think that is going to determine whether or not you have a clean 2026?
I mean, you want your home clean, but are you hosting a party? Because I mean, I would understand you want your home clean to host a party. Then you're gonna it's gonna get dirty again, and then you're gonna have to clean it on New Year's Day.
That is true.
So cleaning the, I mean, are you cleaning your house on the last day of the year to go into the new year clean?
Yes.
But could you not clean on New Year's Day and start the new year clean?
No, that's too late. According
how
to
is that
myth.
Too late? It's still the new
that's
year.
That's what they say. Yeah,
you've yeah I'm rats off a ship on that.
All right, there you go. There
I'm
you
rats
go.
Off makes a ship. Sense. Like you could clean. I mean, I don't knock you for cleaning the night, yeah. But understand this: if you're cleaning the night, you're still cleaning the next day because you might have people over.
Okay. Yeah, that totally makes sense. I mean, I was always told that, you know, you have to do it beforehand because, you know, that's how you're going to start the year, blah, blah, blah. But I'm confident that if you get your house just as clean, even by the second, you'll be fine. You'll be fine.
Go ahead.
Now, what do you think of this one? The empty suitcase. You want to travel the new year, you grab an empty suitcase and you run around the block with it at midnight. Very
grab
heavily.
It. Why would we grab an empty suitcase? Josh, are you going to grab an empty suitcase at midnight tonight?
Wow. Absolutely not. Oh, I've never heard of that.
You guys never heard of that tradition? You want to increase traveling in the next year, so you take your suitcase and you just kind of, you know, just run around the block.
Is this like a Two Americas thing here where I'm just not?
No. It seems like a South Central American thing, according to what I'm looking at here.
Could you imagine a man? Like, could you imagine a pal right now if he decided at midnight just to grab his suitcase and just walk around the block?
Honey, I'm going outside.
Like he's like they just had a newborn and his wife.
Especially now, right?
Right? Like if like and he's like, baby, what do you? Why are you going around the block? Just trying to bring things into fruition. You know, maybe I want to travel more with you and the family this year. So I'm just going to walk around the block in an empty suitcase. No, they're going to look at him like he's crazy, like he's trying to leave.
Okay,
yeah, I'm so rats off the ship on that.
Rats off a ship on the suitcase. By the way, Bell, we are doing rats off a ship on New Year's traditions.
I read the rundown. Come on, Marcos.
Oh, he sent it to you.
Okay, how about this one? What do you think of this superstition? Don't eat chicken or lobster. Some avoid chicken because they scratch backwards and lobster because they swim backwards. And they avoid eating chicken or lobster to prevent moving backwards.
But what if 2025 was a good year?
I mean, but you never want to move backwards.
But what if that last year you had was great? Don't you want to have, you know, you might want to have that same year over again.
So essentially you're right.
You ain't telling no brother not to eat no chicken. That's just first and foremost. Ain't no brother gonna be
lobster.
Or lobster. Hell no. We eating.
Okay.
We eaters.
Yeah, that's fair.
Listen, I love a good grilled chicken. I love a good lobster. I was thinking we were going to probably do steak tonight, but if you tell me if I go somewhere and they're serving chicken and lobster, am I going to go up to them and be like, hey, guys, come on. What are we?
You're moving backwards. You're moving backwards.
I can't eat this. Absolutely not. Rats off a ship on whatever the hell they're talking about.
Rats off a ship.
All right. This one, I know you guys have been, you've heard of this before. You probably participated in it at least once. 12 grapes at the stroke of midnight. 12 grapes, one for each chime of the clock to ensure 12 months of good luck. Are we rats off a ship on this tradition?
These are things that people do.
You've never had grapes at midnight, Appel?
I can't recall. No. I can't remember.
What is this?
You know what? You guys have never been to a Diddy party.
Rats off a ship.
Baby, time out. No, and we would not want to.
What?
What? They're going to pour us some baby oil instead of champagne?
A majority of the party is fine, I promise. What about this one?
Until you go to that secret room, right?
Black
eyed peas? The Fergie?
Yes. No, not your lovely lady lumps, but the actual peas themselves represent coins. And green represents paper money. Eating them together, black eyed peas and greens, is said to bring financial prosperity. Are you guys rats off a ship on that?
Yes. Rats off a ship.
No black eyed peas for you guys, huh?
Not even Fergie. I'm not even Fergie singing the national anthem.
All right. What about throwing furniture? Popular in South Africa.
Throwing furniture out?
Out of the window. In some cities, people literally throw old furniture and appliances out the window to symbolize letting go of the past.
I'm pretty sure Morgan Wallen got arrested for that.
I don't think you should be throwing any type of furniture outside of the window.
Out of your window. No, that's totally fine. Just not off the top of a bar.
Rest in peace to DMX. He used to throw refrigerators off the top of apartment buildings.
That's kind of lit.
Just to hear the noise. And God forbid somebody's walking around. Walking under.
All right. Last one here. Polka dots. Are we rats off a ship on polka
dots? Dude, I haven't rocked a polka dot since Kwame.
Oh, all right.
I'm in on polka dots. Shout out to Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream.
Oh, Jesus Christ. What, you want some sapphire, too? You want some sapphire, too? If you're saying shout out to Dusty Rhodes. Nah, I don't, No big man should wear polka dots, especially black and yellow polka dots. I don't care if he's the American Dream.
No,
polka dots and dunzo.
I'm not going to sit here and listen to this. Dusty Rhodes hate.
Listen, Kwame and Dusty Rhodes are the only two people that were rocking polka dots. And even Kwame will tell you, polka dots are done. Done. Dunzo rats off his ship on polka dots.
Rats off his ship.
They say wearing dots in Philippines is a must because the round shape represents coins and prosperity. All right, last one. I'm sorry. I know that one's supposed to be the last one. Last one here. Colored underwear. Red to attract love and passion. Yellow gold to attract wealth and happiness. White for peace and harmony. And brown so no one sees the stains.
What brand? What brand is the underwear?
What brand? You know, this is Latin America and Italy.
So it's Hanes or Fruit of the Loom?
Puma. I don't know.
You know what?
It'd probably be Adidas.
I'm on the ship on this.
You're on the ship?
Okay. You know, I mean, not without getting too personal here. Of the options, red, yellow, gold, white, what are we aiming for this year?
What about blue?
No blue.
I love the white tighties as much as the next guy. Yeah. Let's go with some gold here.
Gold attracts some wealth and happiness. Hey, that's not bad.
Yellow, gold. Cover the number one.
Hey.
Yeah, you know good point. That's mentioned brown covering up number two, gold covering number one.
Solid.
Look at us. If you're hydrated, it won't.
Yeah, if you're hydrated, it's just going to look like a. You know, what are we even doing here?
like wood in the sand.
The Canes play their biggest game in 20 years.
Yes.
The Canes play the biggest game since 2 weeks ago. Stop. We're going to keep on saying that.
We will review our final scores and our final predictions for the Canes' biggest game in 11 days. That and much more on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
Tonight at the Cotton Bowl in Dallas.